Endure trials for the sake of discipline. God is treating you as children, for what child is there whom a parent does not discipline? If you do not have the discipline in which all children share, then you are illegitimate, hard to say, and not his children. Moreover, we had human parents who disciplined us, and we respected them. Should we not be even more willing to be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share his holiness. Now, discipline always seems painful rather than pleasant at the time, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. I have a little video clip for you this morning, and it's of a baby talking, so don't think it's your imagination. You're not seeing things. It really is a baby talking. Let's listen.
If babies could talk, imagine what we could tell you parents. Like how we adore all your love and attention. But in return, we just scream. It drives you mad. So you scream back. We just need to feel that you're glad we're here and that we're worthwhile. It's not easy, I know. My sister drives me mad too.
Oh, boy. This morning, I tried something a little different today. If you get out your sermon notes and turn it over, there's a study guide for this next week, if you're interested. I'd like to hear what you think, and I'll see if I have time. I will continue it from week to week, unless no one just cares for it, really. But each day, you read Hebrews 12, 7 through 11, and then there's different questions. So I invite you to look through that this week and see if it helps you out in your prayer life. On the opposite side is what I like to do each week, sermon notes. If you grab a pen or pencil and follow along, that would be awesome. A couple of weeks ago, we began a journey based on children and youth with a teaching series called Parenting in an X-Rated World. As I've said before in this series, it's already been an eye-opener for me with the statistics that I've been able to read and look at, and it's kind of scary. Matter of fact, sometimes I wonder if we should have had children as we read some of those statistics and read the facts about what's going on in the world today. But whether you have children or grandchildren or no children, you will find this fascinating, shocking, and hopefully helpful as we preach from week to week for the children and youth that are around you. Well, this week we move into what I call the necessities of parents. And again, that is preempted by it's not easy, right? The necessities of parents. There's no easy way to pull these apart, but I'm going to do my best this morning. The three areas that I want to discuss are prayer, discipline, and persistence or consistency. Persistence or consistency. Each of these, I feel, are either neglected or way overdone in most households, or maybe even from day to day, depending on which side of the bed we wake up on, you know, parents. The first we're going to talk about this morning is prayer, the necessities of parenting, prayer. You may be asking, what in the world does prayer have to do with parenting? Well, prayer, quite honestly, is the most powerful arsenal or powerful thing we have in our arsenal, I should say, as parents. If there's one thing, however, that I want you to remember throughout this sermon series, one thing from the whole teaching series that I want to ingrain upon your brain, and that is the fact that the kids that you call your children are not really your children. They are God's children. Let's say that together, can we? The kids that you call your children are not really your children. They are God's children. All right, let's say that again, except wherever it says you and your, let's put the personal pronoun in there. Can we do that? The kids that I call my children are not really my children. They are God's children. That's something that I wake up to every morning and I repeat over and over and over again to myself. And I really hope that if you don't remember anything else about this teaching series, that is one thing that will stick with you as you look at children and youth. Well, God has entrusted us to be surrogate parents to those children that we call our own. God has entrusted us to raise them with godly values and morals. God has entrusted us to raise them with godly aspirations. God has entrusted us to raise them with a biblical view of the world. God has entrusted us to raise them with a respect for all of God's creation. But probably, most of all, God has entrusted us to teach our children how to love and how to be loved. Now, why is that so important? Something that you all may not have thought about, some of you may not have thought about, is love is learned. You understand what I'm saying? Love is learned. We aren't born knowing what love is. Matter of fact, as my parents have been teachers through the years, and now Jamie's a teacher, and with my experiences in the pastorate and everything, many people believe, matter of fact, people have told my mom, you know, I know when mom and dad love me when they smack me down to the floor.